From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter has called on Turkey to focus on the fight against Islamic State in Syria and not battle U.S. allied Kurdish forces. Carter also called on the Kurdish YPG forces to pull back to positions east of the Euphrates River.
We've called on both sides to not fight with one another, to continue to focus the fight on ISIL. That's the basis of our cooperation with both of them, and specifically not to engage one another.
Turkey, which intervened in the Syrian conflict last week, is trying to drive IS militants and Kurdish forces from border areas after suffering a series of terror bombing attacks. Kurdish forces recently helped push IS militants out of the village of Manbij west of the Euphrates River. The U.S. has called on the Kurds to redeploy. It warned Turkey that targeting the SDF forces will undermine efforts to forge a united front against Islamic State. Libyan forces continue to chip away at the last neighborhoods held in the coastal city of Sirte by Islamic State fighters. Forces loyal to the Tripoli-based Government of National Accord said late Monday they liberated one of the last two districts held by the IS fighters. They have lost more than 40 killed and hundreds wounded in 2 days of fighting. At least 54 people were killed when a suicide bomber drove his car into a government recruitment center in the Yemeni port city Aden Monday in an attack claimed by Islamic State. Dozens of others were wounded in the worst single attack on the Arabian Peninsula this year. Yemen is embroiled in an 18-month civil war, pitting the government of internationally recognized President Abdrabbo Mansour Hadi against Iran-backed Houthi rebels. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in New Delhi Tuesday for the 7th U.S.-India Strategic Dialogue. He arrived from Bangladesh Monday, where he warned the Islamic State had links with operatives in the South Asian nation. Kerry said the two countries agreed to additional steps to work jointly through intelligence gathering and law enforcement, but he urged the government not to use its anti-terror campaign to stifle dissent.
Just as important, we understand that to defeat terrorists, we have to uphold, not betray, the democratic principles that we cherish and they abhor. Democracy still provides the most resilient and the most reliable platform that we have for preventing and responding to violent extremism.
The top U.S. diplomat in a speech Monday called for protection of workers' rights, especially in the garment industry. Suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff Monday denied allegations of manipulating government accounts during testimony at her impeachment trial. The 68-year-old Workers' Party leader told Senate lawmakers she committed no crime, insisting her removal from office amounts to a coup. Meanwhile, protesters turned out in several Brazilian cities Monday in Ms. Rousseff's defense. She could become the first Brazilian leader removed from office in more than 20 years, a Senate vote expected Tuesday or Wednesday. The European Commission says negotiations with the U.S. to create the world's biggest free trade zone remain on track despite a claim by Germany's economy minister the talks have failed. A Commission spokesperson said the negotiations are making progress and entering a crucial stage. Meanwhile, as President Obama embarks on his final Asia trip this week, Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes Monday said Mr. Obama continues to hope Congress will pass the 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Pact before he leaves office in January.
This is a trade agreement that is, you know, not simply about undertaking steps to lower prices. It's about being able to create jobs here and export more goods to the largest emerging market in the world. This is in the best interest of the United States. There's always difficult concerns raised around trade, but I think it's a matter of both our economic security and well-being, and also a matter of our national security, that we stick with the effort to approve TPP.
The Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell indicated no vote on TPP will take place until a new president is inaugurated. A car exploded Tuesday near the Chinese embassy in Bishkek, capital of Kyrgyzstan, killing the driver, wounding three others. Reports indicate the explosion occurred after the car rammed the embassy gate. Zimbabwe has charged nearly 70 people with public violence following anti-government clashes with police over the dire state of the country's economy. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.